Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Amen. Watching these kids and youth, and I can smell the rain. Can't you? Amen. And that is God's blessing. Good to see you this morning. We've heard, this may be a little deep for some of you, but I don't think so, because I'm a very simple man, so we'll try to get this in so I can understand it, and I don't believe anyone here will have any trouble understanding it. But you've heard this morning already about feeling the presence of God in Bible school, feeling the presence of God at IYC, feeling the presence of God. The Bible says in John 14, 16 and 17, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Our Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that you take this message to each and every heart and every ear that is listening. Lord, I pray that you show us something about yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. God promises an advocate that will be part of you. Not someone that will come alongside you once in a while, but someone that will come into you and live with you. The Bible says in the Great Commission, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." He didn't say go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the names of. He said in the name of. Three distinct persons. We believe in the Trinity, as almost all Christians do. We believe that God the Father is God. God the Son, Jesus Christ, is God. God the Holy Spirit is God. And they're persons. And the Holy Spirit has a personality. It's easy for me to think of God the Father as a person because I can think of someone who just sprung the stars into space and breathe life into the world and breathe breath into the living animals. I can picture God as being that a person, a thing that we can touch and we can feel and we can get close to. I can also picture Jesus as being a person as he walked down the road and he healed the blind and he healed the lame and he saved the lost. But the Holy Spirit, we as Christians get wrong idea about the Holy Spirit. We think of the Holy Spirit as just an influence, something that just kind of lingers out here, something that when we need something, it comes in and answers our prayer. But the Bible refers to the Holy Spirit as a person. When the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says that they were gathered together in Acts chapter 2. And when the Holy Spirit came down, it was as cloven tongues of fire in a mighty rushing wind. And it filled each one of them that were sitting there. And they began to speak in different languages. And they were amazed, those who were around them, that they said, "We hear them speak in our own language." And it went on to name the places where these people were from, where they heard them speak. The Holy Spirit gave them a power to witness in an area where they couldn't witness, to a group who they could not witness to. They were incapable of. I've heard Christians say so many times, "Pastor, I just don't think I can do that. God calls you to do something, he's not expecting you to do it. He wants to do it. He just wants to use you. Any of you have a truck? Two things a truck owner don't want to hear, or one thing, I'm moving. But you have a truck, and there's a purpose for the truck. It's to haul things. And there is a purpose for the Holy Spirit, and it's to work through you. It can do things that you cannot do on your own. Now, let me try to explain to you in the best terms that I know how. We were created by God in the image of God. And Adam, when he was created, and Eve, they had fellowship with God. They were created a physical being and a spiritual being. And God said, you can eat of every tree of the garden except this one, and thou shalt not eat. Well, we know what happened. They did, and they fell. And when they fell, they lost that fellowship with God. You know what your five senses are? Sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. Those are the five things that we use to get around in this world. I'm hard of hearing, so I wear hearing aids. Because if I can't hear, I can't communicate. Have you ever thought of what it would be to be blind and not be able to see? Just close your eyes for a minute. Now follow me down the stairs. You can open your eyes now. You can't do it. I don't care how hard you try. If you're blind, you're not going to be able to follow me just by hearing my voice. In the church today, when it comes to the Holy Spirit and understanding what the Spirit of God does and how the Spirit of God works, we're totally blind. We don't understand the power that is at our reach, the power that is within us. Now, you can tell I have my eyes closed that I can't see. And you're going to say, well, Pastor, watch out, you're going to fall. Because you can't see. But here's what churches do today. They tell you to discipline yourself. Give money. Attend church. Go to a Bible study. Help the neighbors. Give food to some of the needy. And we do all that. So people can't tell whether we're blind or not. We look like we can probably see, but we're still stumbling around trying to make this Christianity thing work. How many times have you had, Pastor Kay, somebody tell you, I'm just a failure at this Christian thing? I'm a failure because I really try, but I just stumble in the dark, and I want to stand up and testify, but I plan and I work and I study and I read what other people have said when they testify. Forget what other people said when they testify. Testify about what God did for you. And if he didn't do anything for you, get on your knees until he does. The Holy Spirit is promised to come into us. It's a sixth sense that we as Christians cannot live without. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the ends of the world. You will be. Period. It isn't you might be. It isn't that you may run across someone. What it says is, when you receive me and you receive my Spirit, you will have the power to witness to Toledo and to Cleveland and to New York and to China and to Japan. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. Because my voice, God said, is reaching. Yours may not be. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." There's no doubt. Isn't that part, some of you will get it and some of you won't? It isn't that just a third of you will have it and two-thirds of you won't. It isn't just that some ministers will have it and some won't. The promise is everyone will have it. The problem is if you walk around with your eyes closed, you can't see. If you deny that gift, which I can close my eyes and I can deny it, and I can do the best I can, because when I open my eyes, the light changes everything, and I don't want everything changed. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So we keep our eyes closed to the Spirit of God leading us out of sin and leading us out of temptation and leading us out of the flesh and leading us out of the worldly things, so that we don't see the light. Remember the song, "Open my eyes that I may see." We need to open our eyes. We need to open that sixth sense. Jesus said when he was baptized, he went straightway up out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. A thing, a person, something that was real, not something that was just made up or an influence. If you don't believe in the Trinity, you're going to have real problems in the world. There are people who don't. The Jews don't. They don't believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Muslims don't believe in Jesus as the Son of God. They believe in him just as a prophet. The Jehovah's Witness only believe in God, the Father only. There are those that believe in, they're called Jesus only. They were around back in the 30s and 40s. They didn't believe in God, the Father, or the Holy Spirit. And they were all cults. Because in order to experience who Jesus Christ is, you've got to understand who the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is. We got to be able to walk in the Spirit to have the power that God gave us. The Bible says, and he's speaking to Christians here in Ephesians chapter 4, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? By having bitterness. That's holding a grudge. That's wanting to get even. That's wanting to see someone fail, wanting to see someone pulled down, wanting to see someone taken down. That's not of God. God said that needs cleaned out. And of wrath. Wait till I get my chance. I'll get you when I get my chance. That's not of God or of the Holy Spirit. Of anger. I just go out of work and I get so angry at so-and-so. I get so angry at the company. I get so angry at politics. I get so angry. Get over your anger and trust the Holy Spirit. God is on the throne. He's a King of kings and a Lord of lords. Nothing's going to get past him. You trusted him for your salvation and you trust him with your eternity. What's wrong with trusting him for your now? For clamor, confusion, for evil speaking. Pastor Kay, you've been with me for 30 years. And I remember I was 35 when I came here, 72 now. And I remember when Pastor Kay came, I thought, oh man, I'm glad somebody's here, because now when there's a problem, I got somebody to complain to. I didn't have anybody before. I mean, so it's just me and God. And I'd go over to Pastor Kay's house and I'd just pour my heart out. And I'd get done and he'd say, don't worry. The Lord always works these things out. I thought, tell me something. At 72, I can tell you, he told me the secret to life. He told me the secret to happiness. He told me a secret of a life that's filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't worry. God always works these things out. And be ye kind. This is the Holy Spirit working. See, people can be kind. But this is talking about another kind of kind. This is being kind when things are going bad. When you want to have anger, you want to carry a grudge, you want to be mean. The Bible says, be kind to one another. Be tender-hearted, forgiving one another. Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And it says, you're filled with the Spirit in Isaiah 11:2. The Spirit of the Lord rests on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. That's the Holy Spirit. He isn't telling you you're going to have wisdom and understanding. He said, I have it, and I live in you. So you learn to listen to me, and you'll have wisdom, and you'll have understanding, you'll have counsel, and you'll have might, you'll have knowledge, and you'll fear the Lord. Because I am in you. This isn't something you can do. This isn't something you can learn. This isn't something you can study in seminary and get. This is something my Spirit, who is the great teacher, who is your personal tutor, will teach you and show you. Operate in me rather than in yourself. I like this one, 1 Corinthians 6:19. When you don't preach much, you got time to write down a whole lot of scripture. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know that? When I was in the Navy, I was with a fella and he smoked one cigarette after the other, just lit one right off the other. And he got saved and he got in church. And all of a sudden, he just quit smoking. And I asked him, I said, why'd you quit? I don't think anybody talked to you. No, he didn't. He said, but I read a scripture and it said that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I just couldn't suck that smoke in on him. That was maybe a 20 or 20 year old speaking. But it's true. Your body, take care of it. Clean it up. Do the best you can do for it. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you and you have received from God. You're not your own. You didn't do it your way, Frank Sinatra. You can't do it your way and be right with God. You've got to do it His way. Then in Romans 7, Paul is talking. He said, you know, the things I want to do, that I don't do. The things I don't want to do, that I find myself doing. He said, I am so disgusted with myself. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who's going to deliver me from these bonds of death? He said, I am chained to a dead man, God. In every place I go, this dead man wants this, and he wants to be angry, and he wants to be upset, and he wants to get even, and he wants to do all these things. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from these bonds of death? And then in Romans 8, chapter 1, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He said, you don't have to be chained to the dead man. The dead man can be chained to you. And you can carry him because he's dead in Christ. And you're alive in Christ. So let the power of the Spirit, and he said, and I'll give you the best of life. And I can tell you this, after 72 years of living, there's no better life you can live than the life that you live for the Lord. And I think of the terrible times that I've had, which I can't hardly remember. I seem to forget them real quickly. But it's always been when I made my own choice. When I chose my own anger, I chose my own hatred, I chose my own vindictiveness. But when I choose to operate in the Spirit of God and choose things His way and not my way, the devil gets out of the way. And God makes a way through the deep water. There is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because the carnal-minded is enmity against God. That's the fleshy-minded. That's the worldly-minded. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. It cannot be. Why do we expect so much of our kids that aren't saved? Why do we expect so much of our brother or sister that's not saved? Why don't we think about getting them in Christ? Then all these things will pass away. What about that person that we work with that's unsaved? They don't understand the things of the Spirit, neither can they, the Bible says. So our main goal needs to be to get them saved. I can tell you this, there are very few conversations I have with anyone that I don't realize that I'm a minister and I'm there to witness to Jesus Christ, and it has nothing to do with the when and the where or the who. God put me there and God placed me them in front of me, and at some point in time He's going to open a door that I can either plant a seed or reap a fruit. Everywhere. If I go out with you, we'll go out to have a good time. But on my mind is, what can I do to help you to grow in Jesus Christ? I'm sorry, it's just the way I am. I'm sorry, but that's just the way God wants you to be. Then you don't look at someone in a bad way when they do something bad to you. You look at them in a way where you need to try to witness to them and help them. In that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So we walk in His rightness, in His righteousness. I can't do that. No, you can't. You must die. You must surrender to God and allow the Spirit of God to flow through you and think in Him. That's what it means to be constant in prayer, in season and out of season. Romans 8:14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And I'll leave you with this. Stop faking it. Get down on your knees and make it real. And then don't be afraid to open your eyes. Because there's a whole new world out there. I wrote a poem a long time ago about when Jesus came in my life. And it was like He took a black and white scenery in front of me, and instantly, color. All the colors of the rainbow were there, and I'd never seen anything but black and white before. That's the new life that Christ gives you in Him, when you allow the Holy Spirit to come into you and totally take over. And you say, "Preacher, I know I'm saved. And I know that the Holy Spirit's real. But why am I still stumbling?" I don't know why Paul was stumbling in Romans chapter 7. But I know when he sought God, he got God. So when you realize that you're stumbling, seek him, and you will find an eternal God coming into you. And you're not afraid. I have stage 4 cancer. You say, "Preacher, are you afraid?" Kind of. I haven't drove for 2 months. I've been riding with my wife. That's about how you sum it up. She's a good driver. I'm sorry. She really is a good driver. But it's hard when you have a perfect driver sitting beside you in the passenger seat. Yes, laugh. We're all dying. But God can take the fear away. Why? Because he's in you. And he said, "I am eternal." And God is eternal. And you have that sense and that notion within you that you too are eternal. So don't be afraid. Let's stand. Don't want you to miss next week. We have some special things for you. We're not having dinner. So don't come expecting to eat dinner here. We're going to have some coffee. We might have some Kool-Aid. We might have some cookies. But it's a time of fellowship, not a time to eat. We want Tanya and Jim to get around and meet everyone. We want you to get to say hello to them and welcome them. And it's their day. So we want you to show up. And I have a double thing of chemo on Tuesday. I'll do my best to try to be here, but I doubt it from the way things have been the past few times that we've done this. So anyway, we want you to be here. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time. Lord, we thank you that you are real. You make yourself real in our hearts. We understand you. Lord, we know that in the flesh we stumble. We're just like Paul. But we've got to come to realize that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And Lord, how can we walk after the Spirit? By taking the first step and not being angry, but forgiving. Not holding a grudge, but being forgiving. Lord, help us to love one another, encourage one another. Help us to help one another. Help the church to be the church. And for that, we'll give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God podcast. We invite you to join us for Sunday morning services at 10:30 at 3520 Strayer Road, Maumee, Ohio. Thanks for joining us, and have a blessed day.